When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm JB Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Welcome to this day in history class from HowStuffWorks.com and from the desk of Stuff You Missed in History Class. It's the show where we explore the past one day at a time with a quick look at what happened today in history. Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm Tracy V. Wilson and it's November 6th. The United Nations condemned apartheid on this day in 1962 and also requested that UN member states cut off relations with South Africa. I talked a bit about apartheid back in October when we talked about the birth of Archbishop Desmond Tutu. Segregation had existed in South Africa way before this point, but the formalized system of apartheid, which comes from the Afrikaans word for apartness, really started in 1950. The National Party had come to power in South Africa in 1948, and they had passed laws like the Population Registration Act of 1950. This act started off by sorting everybody in South Africa into three categories. They were the Black Africans, and people who were described as colored or multiracial, and white. As a result of these laws, there were many of them. South Africa's minority white population had all the political power and the most advantageous places to live and work, and virtually all of South Africa's land and wealth. There had, of course, been lots of resistance to racism and segregation and discrimination in South Africa way before these laws were passed. But after the laws were passed, that resistance became a lot more formalized. And then international criticism started really quickly as soon as the National Party came to power. Criticism really escalated after a massacre in 1960, which happened in Sharpeville, which is near Johannesburg, South Africa. About 7,000 protesters had arrived at a police station on March 21st. They were protesting against these discriminatory laws, and although this protest was completely nonviolent, the police responded with force and killed at least 69 Africans and injured 186 people. Most of the people who were killed in this massacre were actually shot in the back. In this resolution that the United Nations passed in 1962, the General Assembly stated that it deplored the South African government's flagrant failure to comply with international requests and demands to end these racist policies. And the United Nations also requested that member states break off diplomatic relationships with South Africa, close their ports to any vessels that were flying the South African flag, prohibit their own ships from entering South African ports, boycott South African goods, and refuse the landing of South African aircraft. These were a lot of steps that the UN was requesting that the member states take. The United Nations also established the United Nations Special Committee Against Apartheid at the same time, which started reviewing South Africa's apartheid policies in 1963. So this resolution was not at all the first time that the United Nations was looking at racism and apartheid in South Africa. The government of India had asked the UN to look at the treatment of Indians in South Africa back in 1946. The UN didn't adopt a resolution after that request, but India raised the question again in 1948, describing South Africa's treatment of its non-white residents at that time as apartheid. In 1954, another resolution noted that, quote, the policy of apartheid constitutes a grave threat to the peaceful relations between ethnic groups in the world. More UN resolutions followed, leading up to that one in 1962 that requested that the UN member states take action against South Africa. South Africa continued to uphold apartheid, though, and other UN resolutions followed, including one that labeled apartheid as a crime against humanity in 1973. South Africa was suspended from the United Nations General Assembly in 1974 and finally began repealing its apartheid laws in 1991. Thanks to Eves Jeffcoat for her research work on this podcast, and thanks to Casey Pegram and Chandler Mays for their audio work on the show. You can subscribe to This Day in History class on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and wherever else you get your podcasts, and you can tune in tomorrow for the start of a revolution.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Are you looking to build this year? If so, there is no better time than right now to start planning and to get your spot on the construction schedule. If you need a garage, a stall barn, a storage for vehicles, RV, boat, collectibles, or even a shop for your farm, hobbies, or car restoration projects, visit MortonBuildings.com and start your construction process. With superior materials, craftsmanship, best-in-class warranty, Morton buildings are made to last for generations. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From their cutting-edge innovations to their craftsmen in the field, they are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Their legacy of excellence spans more than 120 years, and Morton Buildings is 100% employee-owned with more than 250,000 satisfied customers. That means they're the industry leader you can trust. When you choose Morton, you'll experience quality at every step of the building process, starting before the walls even go up. Visit MortonBuildings.com to get started today.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure. To start planning your trip, visit TNVacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.